Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, of seals and horsemen. If I understand the first few chapters of Revelation correctly, a man and a situation are coming to this planet that, it seems to me, few have anticipated, and for which even fewer have prepared. So many have not even heard the voice of Scripture. Of those who have heard, few have understood. Fewer still have believed. And of that handful, I wonder how many would be prepared as, say, the North Koreans are already prepared for this disaster. Say what you will about Kim and his nation. The Christians there, who have braced themselves for torture and loss, will be able to face with confidence the coming onslaught. This is one reason the true church, far from pitying our wonderful brothers, honors them and looks to them for guidance about carrying the cross. Yes, what book, what fine author is there who can tell us more about the suffering of Jesus today than the North Korean believers who live it out hour by painful hour? What is coming? One who once lived on the planet, who is being hidden from view now, will suddenly return as the world's Messiah and deceive the nations by many signs and wonders. Our media-driven and media-crazed world will have no trouble giving their allegiance to this Superman. In these early efforts, he'll be mimicking the real Christ, who was and is, although now also he's hidden from view, and is to come. The first of the seals of chapter 6 reveals that, as Hitler and others before him, this newly crowned Savior will march into countries as conqueror, and no one will fire a shot. He will mesmerize and intimidate. No one will dare to speak against him. He will seem to have the answer to world peace. Eventually, says Seal 2, there will be a reaction. A bloodbath will ensue. World War III, so long talked about and feared yet denied, will occur. Truly a war to end all wars. Seal 3, poverty, and 4, death by many other means, will follow quickly. These four seals are seen as horsemen, the quickest form of transportation in the days when this vision was given. These things will not be spread out over centuries, but over just a few years. In that short time, 1/4 of the humans living will be killed. In many places, the human population will be so scarce that animals will once more become a threat to man's safety. Throughout this period, the Church of Jesus Christ, called the saints in Revelation, will suffer greatly and will be victims of a concerted effort for extinction. They will die in many ways, but they will die. They will visibly be defeated, but will, by God's standards, thus be overcomers. We have forgotten that losing one's life for Christ is winning it eternally, and that those who hold on to their lives here are the ultimate losers. Where did that teaching go? As this relatively short era winds down, natural wonders will herald the immediate return of the true Messiah, an angry God whose stored up wrath will now decimate the nations opposed to him. And then will come to pass the scripture we have sung and heard so often, and he shall reign forever and ever. I challenge my fellow comfortable saints to heed the warnings and to look to the suffering church for a way to be ready for what surely will come. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for being concerned about North Korea and about the things of God. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more information about both subjects. Be sure to check this sermon audio website for Bible teachings by myself, Bob Faulkner. Ezine Articles, ezinearticles.com, also hosts North Korean and Bible articles in smaller increments. North Korea needs Jesus, doesn't it? And His Word. Let's be praying that God will have His way in Joseon, and will have His way in our lives too. God bless you today.